Hi there, everyone.
Hello, Sammy Rose.
Hello, Sammy. Hello, Sammy.
Hey. Hi there. And welcome to our ESP Lab monthly conference call. This call is being recorded. So if you're joining in, don't say anything you don't want recorded. But in any event, we are happy to be here today. And there is 11 of us on the conference call today, which is a great number since we just had the 11-11-11 day, and 11 is a magic number in our ESP lab. And we're glad everyone is here. And our theme for the month of November is thank you for your giving. Each one of us is giving of our precious time to seek to tune into the light and share a little good energy with each other. For those of you who have your Power Star and your newsletter, you might pick that up. We're going to do the opening affirmation with our hand on the Power Star. And if you don't have your Power Star, you can tune into the energy, into the light by putting your hand over your heart chakra, tuning into the love and light of the universe. So, dear ESP Lab members and friends, in November, we are focusing on the celebration of blessings as we mark the beginning of our 46th year and ninth month of living a blessed life now. Wow. We welcome this magical month of November, and we dedicate with thanksgiving our opening paragraph of our ESP Lab newsletter and our Power Star to each one's personal experience to receive the real magic of spirit contact now. Let's touch our Power Star often and receive a fresh new connection with positive spiritual forces. Let's feel the energy flow. Let's breathe, relax, smile, enjoy, have fun, and win. Let there be blessings of light, new life, new love, new joy, new prosperity with good energy now for each one of us. So welcome to our monthly conference call. Our theme for our conference call today is counting our blessings. Our theme for our November newsletter is thanks for your giving. And, of course, as we stop for a minute to reflect, our Creator, whether you call the Creator Great Spirit, God, Goddess, Divine Intelligence, Infinite Source of All, the supernatural spiritual power is that which has given us the blessing of life. And each breath is something to be thankful for. Each step is a sacred dance upon the earth in celebration of this gracious gift of life. As we take a peek at our newsletter this month, we reflect that we had an All Saints Day party at the Astral Lab. And I have to tell you that I've never seen so many folks come. The hall was packed with spirits and folks, and I want to be thankful in the moment for the fact that our Astral Lab is growing and flowing and developing with a whole community of spiritual forces. And so this is something that's quite exciting to me, and as we tune into this conference call, we're asking everyone to consider all the blessings in their life, starting with the next breath, starting with today and tonight. And we will, before we get into the celebratory ritual, we will offer folks a chance to declare 1 to 5 blessings that they are thankful for today. In our newsletter, we mentioned that we are wanting to republish Al's books, and I'm getting into that more heavily. I've been looking at some real interesting options for print-on-demand books that allow, basically you ask a publishing company to fulfill the orders, and whether it's one book, 100 books, or 1,000 books, they print them on demand, and the more you order at a time, the cheaper the price is, but they handle all of the fulfillment, both on wholesale and retail, and that has been a little issue for me because I don't have a big office staff and we're not really set up for a lot of shipping. So we are making progress on that. We did have one member who mentioned she's living on a very limited budget in the hood, said that she found a $5 bill walking down the street. So she did send it in saying she wanted to help with the publishing fund. So we do have a start on our republishing fund. And we want everyone to know that it is our intention to keep Al's books alive and to keep his works alive, and that we the option will be to create a series of print-on-demand books that have a good distribution and also to convert them into e-books so they're available on iPad and Kindles. And I will mention that we do appreciate and are thankful for the financial support of our membership, because we are a reorganizing entity, and postage still is a big expense, and our biggest single monthly expense is the printer. And it's interesting to note on publishing and printing that numbers of entities that were well established, like the Christian Science Monitor, have gone the way of only electronic publishing. So I was quite surprised to note that the Christian Science Monitor, which was selling a million newspapers a day or some large amount, has now, you know, no longer is printing the printed product and is only doing an electronic product, a web product. And I will say that as long as we are funded, we will keep printing the printed product, because we do have a number of members who are elderly, who don't care about the internet, and who do like the option of holding the newsletter in their hand and tuning in to the Power Star. So I'm going to light a candle now so that we have the power of the light tuning in with us. And every month we invite the lab members to light your candle placed on the Power Star as often as you can on each day of the month, and especially on the 22nd. This is an opportunity for us to take the magic of the fire and the magic of the Power Star and the power of group togetherness as we choose to join in. Excuse me.
You puppies behave.
I've got two puppies that are thinking it's time to wrestle. They need to learn how to be good in the when we're having the conference call. And they're looking at me like, what's up? So as I light this candle, I know that the light is always here, and the light is always with us, and the light is even more present because we have chosen to turn in that direction. And as I light the candle, I declare, Mama Isis, send the light to me. Mama Isis, send electric blue to me and we. Heal our bodies and affairs. Bring creative thoughts to bear. Mama Isis, higher powers, send the light that sets us free. Now we're going to turn to our November blue light exercise. So everyone, take a nice deep breath and prepare to meditate on the blue light. Experience the healing, creativity, and bright light energies as we turn to the sparkle blue, electric blue, freedom power of the blue light. Get in touch with the blue light's peace, protection, strength, and grace on the ray of Marduk, Raphael, Shiva, Athena, Zeus, Thor, and Jupiter. Let's make this our third or extra light attunement period for each day of November. Know that you will be uplifted and helped by participating, whether or not your name appears on this month's special list. To play with us, just find a relatively peaceful place in which to relax and focus your complete attention on the infinite source of all. And let's have everyone star 6 and mute that background noise while we're going through the rest of the meditation, if you would. Star 6 mutes the background noise. So let's focus with our complete attention on the infinite source of all, or simply God, if the term is okay with you. Let your imagination fill in any blanks, but know there is always a response from the infinite. Feel it as a shaft of white light beaming down on you ever so lovingly. Bask in the light and let it do a super cleansing job on your aura. Then when you feel ready, invite the light to turn to its sparkling blue color and continue. I feel the electric blue light flooding my aura and beingness with its super cleansing, healing, growth, and strength, with spirituality, effectiveness, clarity, prosperity, fun, and enthusiasm, with attraction, love, freedom, relaxation, sensuality, perspective, healing power, psychic, spiritual, and material plane growth, more laughter, personal magnetism, creativity, humor, joy, ectoplasm, and extra fun, as it burns, loves, and laughs away, purifies, and completely annihilates anything in or near me that is blocking my ability to manifest wonderful progress in all areas of my life, as it brings to me and to each one of us participating good health, charisma, and success. Let us each one be filled to the happy overflowing point now, as we gladly share our good by directing the energy to flow out to today's conference call participants, to each one of us, through our personal experiences, to our ESP lab, and let us each one feel a wonderful surge of fresh power as the great circuit is completed and the energy flows back to each one of us. Let us all give thanks for the privilege of sharing the light. Now on page 3 of our newsletter, we reflect that our ESP lab is a fabulous resource for magic. We have hundreds of owl chants and incantations, each one designated to bring a specific result. So let's add to our personal harvest this incarnation by memorizing them, and you can take them with you. And before we go into the invocation of protection, I just would comment that your knowledge and experiences are something you can take with you when you leave your body and you go to the other side. So the more of these good type of energies that you memorize and that you have in your consciousness, you will take them with you as you leave your body and go to the other side. So that's what I'm talking about there. So now, let's do the invocation of protection, and you can do it along with me if you want. I will leave space for folks to do it with me. And if you've muted, go ahead and unmute, because we want participation for those who want to participate. And at least lend us your minds, your magic minds, and your good energy as we do our invocation of protection in thanksgiving for the many hundreds of Al's chants and positive magical energies that he has shared with us that we are working to take forward through this new millennium. All right, here we go with the invocation of protection. And you guys be the chorus. You just say it right after me, just in the same pattern that I have said it. Spirit of the great white light.
Spirit of the great white light.
Burn away my psychic night.
Burn away
our psychic night.
Let us feel your loving care.
Let us feel your loving care.
Give us joy and love to share.
Give us joy and love to share.
Make of us your willing tool.
Make of us your willing tool.
Let fulfillment be the rule.
Let fulfillment be the rule.
That my growth may be a light.
That my growth may be a light.
Saving others from the night.
Saving others from the night.
All righty then. We're going to press on, and we are going to reflect on Michael Manning's words on self-transformation. And since we're into our Thanksgiving mode and counting our blessings, we are declaring that we're so glad that Michael Manning is working with us, that he's the vice president of ESP Lab, and that he regularly contributes some forward-thinking, cutting-edge, evolutionary type of writing. So this is from his article on self-transformation. Self-transformation brings deep calm and inner peace. A release from the power that other people, events, and things hold over your mind, offering greater clarity of thought, a feeling of inner solidity, and much improved physical health. In short, sovereignty. And a major key to achieving personal sovereignty is consistency. Think of it this way. If someone wants better fitness, and they work out only a few minutes or only once a week, they will most likely see little of any results. However, if someone works out properly, I'm telling my girls to behave again. If someone works out properly, they will most likely, hold on a second. If someone works out properly for 30 minutes every day, the results will compound with wonderful positive outcomes. Rather than adding a few minutes of meditation or prayer to our daily lives and expecting transforming results, it is much more effective to consistently practice authentic methods that have time and time again proven to bring us closer to our true authentic selves. By using correct methods consistently, you can achieve amazing results in your lives. Girls, behave. So, just like with anything else, consistency is what brings a forward positive evolution. It's like teaching your children or training your dogs. I have two puppies who are here in the class today. And they think that it's just time to play, but I'm telling them it's time for them to be respectful. Now, next I want to offer my comment on counting your blessings. And counting your blessings is a very effective, time-proven methodology of alchemically transforming the energy from one to another. And this is what I mean by that, is that if you are sitting, focusing on everything that's going wrong in your life, and then you have a negative emotion that's coupled with it, whether it's fear, doubt, worry, anger, frustration, and the whole thing with the pattern of thinking is that as we focus in a direction, we tend to stay focused in a direction, and so counting your blessings is a way of breaking out of the doldrums, breaking away from your fear, doubt, worry, and so it's alchemical in nature. And here's what I say in the newsletter: counting your blessing is an awesome way to move beyond focusing on your problems. As our good buddy Al Manning used to say, "What you give your attention multiplies." So let's multiply the blessings by counting them. Start with anything that floats your boat, like a blue sky day, a bird flying, a flower, a fall leaf, another breath, another day of life, friends, fun, nature, and the many aspects of good in our lives. Then give thanks. Thank you, Alan Pan, with Abraxas and Bast. Thanks, Ishtar, Puktoth, and Isis. Thanks, Marduk, Nurgle, Ra. Good things are coming our way. Then count the blessings again as they roll through the door of your acceptance. So I had a friend who was very blessed because he had a rich brother who was taking care of him. And the brother provided him the Cadillac to go to Hollywood so he could pursue his dreams as a composer, provided the electronic equipment, the money for the apartment, and the money for his lifestyle. And he called me on the phone and told me he was depressed. And I told him, count your blessings, and when you get up to 386, call me back. And it was 3 months before he called me back, but he said, you were right. And that's the issue. We all have pain and challenges living in the physical world, and one way for us to move through them and beyond them is to count our blessings, and as we focus on our blessings, the blessings multiply. So, before we get into the self-help exercise, I'm just going to count a few blessings, and then I'm going to open it to the magic circle here for folks to just speak up and say a blessing, something that they are thankful for today. I am thankful today for another magical day. I am thankful for each breath of life. I'm thankful for my beautiful dogs. I'm thankful that I have a solid roof over my head, and I have grapes still on the vine and pears in the garden. All right, who wants to step up next and count a blessing?
Willie Milton. I want to thank God for having Sammy and my wife and all my ESP Lab friends. And I want to thank him also for a beautiful, sunny November month so far. And it's like summertime.
Excellent. Beautiful. Someone
Betty
else,
Walker.
And let's keep it to five blessings a person, because I know we each have 100. So up to five blessings. Go free and count them. Let's see how many we get. Go ahead now.
Betty Walker, and I'm thankful for being here today.
Excellent. Thank you.
And we are all blessed to have Sammy in our life. I'm Betty from California. And I am very thankful for my sister and all my ESP lab members, the old ones and the new ones.
Excellent. Anyone else?
I'm thankful to be part of the ESP lab with Sammy Rose and fellow leader. Thank you for being here with us and all the ESP lab members.
Amen. Thank you.
Okay, can anybody hear me?
I can.
Okay. Evelyn from New Jersey. I'm grateful, very grateful for all the help that Al gave me when he was alive. And I'm very grateful that Sammy has taken over the lab. I'm very grateful that, you know, with this economy the way it is, I still do have a job and I do have a solid roof over my head. And I'm grateful for the gifting program I started about at the beginning of this year, because it's helping me to bring in a little bit of extra money. Okay, thank you.
Thank you, and I also want to thank Al for his graciousness of knowing him for 30 years, that he became my mentor the year my father died. I'm thankful for his 23 books. I'm thankful for the 40 years he ran the lab. I'm thankful that he had so much good that he offered for so long, and I'm thankful that the lab is still going and growing, and I'm thankful for you folks being here today. Anybody else?
I'm thankful for my daughters, my two daughters. Their birthdays were yesterday and today, This is Patsy from San Antonio, Texas. And I thank the ESP Lab for making a decision to continue printing the newsletter for us, because I'm one of those people that do need a newspaper, not a computer. And I thank you for that, Sammy. And I thank everybody in the ESP Lab for get from each other. God bless.
Thank you, Patsy. I will say that I still prefer the printed newsletter. I like holding it in my hands. I like blessing the newsletter as it's going out. And yes, it has the same information on the computer screen, but it's different when you hold your Power Star in your hand. It's different when you take that printed copy and you put a lighted candle on top of it, communing with spirit. And so the intent is to keep it going, and we will as long as we continue to be blessed with the resources needed. But I'll tell you, we're doing better now than 5 years ago, so I'm hopeful.
Great.
Hopeful and thankful.
Have you been printing this 5 years already, Sammy?
Yeah, we've been doing it for over 5 years. We've edited over 60 newsletters, so we do have a pattern established. And that was my point in the beginning, is that if we can get a pattern established, then it will tend to keep rolling. And I've got most of December newsletter already done, for which I'm thankful, because I want to get it out before Mercury goes retrograde later this month. Okay, anybody else with a thankful, something they're thankful for today?
Yes, and I am, Betty from California is very thankful that I am going to be 70 years old December the 12th. And I'm
alrighty.
Blessed.
Alrighty. Fabulous.
Yeah, this is Anne in Columbus, Ohio. I'm going to be getting a new refrigerator Tuesday. The old one is just about dead.
Well, we're thankful you're getting a new refrigerator because you deserve it and much more.
It's just in
anybody
time for the
else?
Holidays.
Yes, in time for the holidays. And I'm thankful for all the good food that's going into that refrigerator, and I'm thankful for all the fun you're going to have around eating all that good food. And I'm thankful for the celebration between now and the end of the year, because that only helps to make it more so.
Well, I don't want to inject any negativity, but I do want to say that we should all be thankful for our troops that are overseas defending us. If it wasn't for that, we wouldn't be enjoying the freedom that we enjoy here in this country. And I send blessings to all of them always. And
well,
like I said, I don't intend for it to be negative, because it is a war. I'm speaking of a war, but we still have to bless our troops.
Well, we do, and now I was born on an American Army base in Munich, Germany after World War II, where my father was head of the Bavarian military police, and I used to salute my daddy at age 2 as he went off and asking him, "Is that a real gun, Daddy?" Yes, that's a real gun. And so, yes, this is the material world, and yes, we have to be protective, and we have to be thankful of the forces that protect our freedoms. And I also witnessed my father present the troops to Eisenhower when I was 10 years old in Arlington, Virginia. And I went to the Pentagon at 10. I do prefer a more peaceful lifestyle, but you know, you have to defend and protect the mothers, the children, your way of life, your freedoms. And so let's be thankful for the fact that we have a strong military, and the fact that they are dedicated to protecting each one of us and our freedom of religion, our freedom of speech, and the lifestyle of the United States of America. So I'm thankful for all those things.
Amen.
All right. Well, now we're going to tune into the self-help exercise for the month. And this is really important. The self-help exercise is Return to the Garden Within. And the point is, when you have an inner place of peace, an inner fortress of strength that you can turn to, and you can go within yourself, you can get to that place where nothing in this world can harm you. And so that's the intent of the exercise this month, called Return to the Garden Within. As you turn within, seek your inner garden, that place of sanctuary where nothing from the outside world can touch you. Be blessed with communion from your higher self and encourage your beautiful garden to prevail within and without. Know that it, as you return to your inner garden again and again, each time you are filled with peace, love, joy, strength, knowledge. Enter and be blessed. I'm going to comment now on a couple of our cartoons. And speaking of thankful, I always enjoyed our cartoons when Al was writing them. And it was something that I always tended to read first. But our cartoon has a picture of Al, and this picture of Al, in which he has got his Ankh around, it's a cartoon, and this picture of Al was hanging behind his desk when I met him close to 40 years ago. Was it that long ago? No, it was more like 37 years ago or something. It was a while ago. But this picture, this cartoon that's on page 3 of the newsletter that says Absolutely Astounding Astral Alcy, was hanging above his desk, and now I have the original picture, and we're using it as a commemoration. But it has a picture of Al with his little goatee and his pompadour hairstyle, his Ankh around his neck, and his holding of the ESP Lab newsletter. The little ghostly figure behind him is Professor Reinhardt, who's waving. And Al has his hand over the pyramid, and he is in the caption is three magic words: ask, believe, and receive. And then the picture next to it is a picture of me as Swami Salami. I have actually done stand-up comedy as Swami Salami. So here's Swami with the sunglasses and the red turban and the peace sign, and he's saying, "And now turn the page for the great secret." And then we have Toth saying, Toth Hermes, Lord of Magics and Time, remembering the basics from 3000 BC, and he's saying, as above, so below, as within, so without. Next to a picture of Mama Isis, mother of Horus, the sun, mistress of magic and healing, saying, remember to remember. Now, of course, the book The Secret really popularized something that is a very basic understanding for folks who have a metaphysical orientation, and that is that thoughts are real, that thoughts shape our reality. And, of course, you can enhance that by saying that when you couple a clear thought with a strong emotion, it tends to manifest. And so The Secret is all about that in different ways. And this as above, so below, as within, so without, is one of the most ancient occult truths. And the story goes that many years ago, as folks were trying to destroy the wisdom, the magical wisdom, the occultism, and they were declaring that all of the metaphysical and spiritual and cosmic books that gave the masses a better chance of understanding the nature of reality, there was a great book burning. However, and I believe it was in Persia, but it was way back in the sands of time. I'd have to look it up. But as this great book burning was going on, a great king wanted to preserve the ancient wisdom, so he wrote what some people call the emerald tablets. But it was basically a giant emerald in which the words as above, so below were written on it. So the marauder who was taking over the empire, as he declared that everything would be destroyed that was of a magical nature, he couldn't destroy the emerald because it was too beautiful. And so that great metaphysical truth survived. And basically what it means, as above, so below, it means as we hold our thoughts in the thought realm and they become crystallized, they will manifest below, which is the earthly reality. And the as within, so without is kind of like, as you know, we are what we think. It basically means the thought we hold within are what becomes our environment around us. So we offer those magical thoughts as we get ready to shift into the ceremonial part of our conference call today. So if you're just joining us, we'll give you a second to grab a glass of water, some incense, a candle, your newsletter, your prayer bowl, a piece of paper to write down your prayer, and I am going to be writing my prayer, as I want everyone to take a moment and write their prayer. And I'm going to burn up a prayer for all of us. But if you can participate by creatively visualizing yourself participating, and or you can participate by actually writing your prayer in the physical and burning it up in your prayer bowl. I'm going to be writing my prayer right now. And let's all take a moment, 30 seconds, to write our prayer. When you've got your prayer, sign in at the bottom. I'm using a pyramid sheet for mine, a blue mystic triangle. And I have my prayer now, and we're going to, if you have your prayer, I want you to set it aside for a minute because we're going to burn it up in the middle of the ceremony. And now let me just explain for 10 seconds or 30 seconds what we're going to do. I have an altar set up, and an altar is a place where you create with intention your personal connection to spiritual forces and the Mother and the Father of the universe. And so I have a dresser that at the top I have a marble slab, a brown marble slab. And brown is my color in the Native American Sun Temple. I'm the bones of the earth, the mud and the clay. And I have a white candle that is on the power star with the point of the power star facing east. I've got my prayer. I've got a silver prayer bowl that belonged to Al Manning. I'm wearing Al's Thunderbird tie, and I have a picture of Isis. I have an ancient lithograph from the 1700s that has the Druid spell of making, a picture of Pan, the universal goddess, the name Abraxas. And so the whole intent is to create a place of personal power and connection. I also have a picture of my Great Dane Lola, a million-dollar bill, and also my checkbook because I want to bring good energy to my checkbook. And so I'm going to just put a little sandalwood oil on, and I'm going to do the pentagram that Al called the omnipotent power surge. And I'm going to do that, and you can do it with me if you like. And I'll tell you how to do it, and then we can do it together. You place your hand on your brow, and then you're making a pentagram by touching your left hip, your right shoulder, your left shoulder, your right hip, and back to your brow chakra. And I'll tell you what we're going to say, and then we can do it together. And we're going to say Ishtar, Bast, Isis, Osiris, Toth, and Ra, thank you for your omnipotent power surge. So again, I'm doing that, and with each power personality that I'm invoking, I am putting my hand on my brow and saying Ishtar, and then touching my left hip, Bast, Ishtar Bast, my right shoulder, Isis, my left shoulder, Osiris, Ishtar Bast, Isis, Osiris, Toth on the right hip, and Ra in the brow chakra. And then I say, thank you for your omnipotent power surge. Now, this magic is using the power of the pentagram, which is the power of the five elemental forces, earth, air, fire, and water, and spirit, combined with the energy-transforming personalities of the lab. And the five-pointed star is also sacred to Venus. So we're doing this with love. And as we take love and the symbol of work and success, and we say, do this with me together now, as we place our hands on our brow, Ishtar, Bast, Isis, Osiris, Toth, Ra, thank you for your omnipotent power surge. Now, this is really a helpful, magical, fast-acting, instantaneous thing you can do if you have to suddenly deal with something, whether it's a job interview or an important conversation, and you really want to access the power of the light and you want to do it instantly. Okay, so we're going to do it three times, and then we're going to call the directions to our altar, have our sacred chalice, burn up our prayer in the prayer bowl, and have a little magical ceremony. But we're going to create this omnipotent power surge with the pentagram ritual, with this invocation of the power of love and the energy transforming personalities. So let's try it again. Ishtar.
Ishtar.
Bast.
Bast.
Isis.
Isis.
Osiris.
Osiris.
Toth.
Toth.
And Ra.
And Ra.
Thank you for your omnipotent power surge.
Thank you for your omnipotent power surge.
Now we're going to do it a third time, but I want you to think of the idea that all of these power personalities exist within the universe that you are. And as you're saying Ishtar, you're also, you could be substituting the power of love. And as you say Bast, you could be saying the power of discipline. And as you say Isis, you could say the power of Mother Nature. And as you say Osiris, you could be saying the power of Father Nature. And as you say Toth, you could be saying the power of magic. And you could, as you say Ra, you could be saying the power of the eternal sun. So those names capture those energies through the pentagram, which is the symbol of Venus, which is the power of love. So let's try it one more time. And we will have the blessing, we are counting our blessings today, we'll have the blessing of a very effective, quick, magical operation that will empower you in the moment with omnipotent power and connection to universal forces. So think of it that way. And as you say it, let's say it with enthusiasm as we say, as we touch our brow chakra and say, Ishtar.
Ishtar.
And as we touch our left hip and say, Bast.
Bast.
As we touch our right shoulder and say, Isis.
Isis.
And we touch our left shoulder and say, Osiris.
Osiris.
And we touch our right hip and say, Toth.
Toth.
And as we touch our brow chakra again and say, Ra.
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 Thank you.
Thank you.
For your omnipotent power surge.
For your omnipotent power surge.
Now I'm taking to call the four elements and the spiritual forces. I'm taking a beautiful rose quartz crystal that was cut in the shape of a globe that belonged to Al Manning, and it was one of his little personal treasures. And we're going to reach to the lands of the West. Excuse me. Hold on 1 second. I'm going to first light this sandalwood incense. And as I light this sandalwood incense, I know that as the smoke rises, this space and everything within it is cleansed and blessed on my altar and on and within the altar of each one participating. I declare that this magical circle is blessed with protection, with peace, with love, with light. And I know that as the smoke rises, that Mama Isis herself hears my prayer and abundantly fulfills it. Now I'm going to pick up Al's rose quartz globe, and I'm going to use it as my magic wand today. Because the rose quartz symbolizes the power of spiritual love. And my admonition is that all magical operations should be centered in love. And love is the greatest power of the universe, and love is truly the nature of spiritual forces. So I'm going to reach to the east, and you reach with me with your minds. Lend me your minds, for we are all magic minds. And as you reach to the east, we're going to bring forth the creative energies of fire into our magical altar space as we say, Welcome, East.
Welcome, East.
Welcome, East.
And we're going to reach with our minds and the creative powers of our personal light and our united magical energy to the lands of the West, to the lands of the air, and the lands of thought. And we're going to say, Welcome, West.
Welcome West.
We're going to reach to the south, the lands of the earth and material supply, and we're going to pull that energy right into our circle, the center of our circle, and our crossroads that we're building as we say, Welcome South.
Welcome South.
And we're going to reach to the vast waters of the north, the waters of life, the wisdom, the spiritual healing. And as we bring that energy into our circle, we're going to say, Welcome, North.
Welcome, North.
And we reach to the sky above and say, Welcome, Sky Spirits.
Welcome, Sky Spirits.
And we reach to the earth beneath our feet and say, Welcome, Earth Spirits.
Welcome, Earth Spirits.
All right, and we declare and know that we have created within our magical circle, we have declared a crossroads of the universe, and we know that here, the mother of the universe is invited to set her foot in our candle flame, which we have lighted on our power star, and we know that where the mother of the universe has once set her foot, there she is always. Now, so we have the air invoked, and we have the incense burning. We have the fire going on the power star, symbol of the life within each one of us. And now we are going to hold up, and let's face the north as we do this, the lands of water, the lands of mystery, magic, Mama Isis. And let's do that Mama Isis chant again that we have in the newsletter, and I will lead it, and you guys follow. Mama Isis, bring the light to me.
Mama Isis,
bring the light to me.
Mama Isis, bring your powerful light to we.
Mama Isis,
bring
your powerful light to we.
Sweep away the things that harm.
Sweep away the things that harm.
Let them cause us no alarm.
Let them cause us no alarm.
Mama Isis, bring the light that sets us free.
Mama Isis, bring the light that sets us free.
And now as we do the blue light version of this chant, I want you to see Mama Isis in the Great North pouring forth her creative energy with healing, strength, love, balance, beauty, and see that energy going right into this universal cup that I drink for all of us. And if you have your own cup, see it going into your own cup, and also see the energy going right into the cup of your personal being. And here we go again. Mama Isis, bring the light to me.
Mama Isis, bring the light to me.
Mama Isis, bring electric blue to we.
Mama Isis, bring electric blue to we.
Heal our bodies and affairs. Bring creative thoughts to bear. Mama Isis, bring the light that sets us free.
Mama Isis, bring the light that sets us free.
And I hold up my cup to the universal forces of all, to all the sparks of light throughout the universes that love us, that care about us, and invite them to pour forth their strength and beauty, their infinite supply, their creativity, their blessings, their beauty beyond belief, everything we need for the balance of our body, mind, and spirit into the cup that we may share with them. And now I am going to drink. And as you drink your water, take a look in the water because it's a good visioning opportunity for you to look for anything that you might see. Share with us this water of life. Now, what I saw in the water as I was drinking was the mother as the universe card in the tarot deck, and I heard the song, she will bring the buds in spring and laugh among the flowers. In summer heat her kisses are sweet, she sings in the leafy bowers. She cuts the cane, she gathers the grain when autumn fruit surrounds her. Her bones grow old in the wintry cold, but she wraps her cloak around her, for she will bring the buds in the spring and laugh among the flowers. I see that my candle is now reflected in the picture of Isis that I have behind me on the altar. It's time to burn our prayers. We are filled with the bounty of the universe and the blessings of the universe. And I have mine on a blue pyramid sheet. And the idea with the blue pyramid sheets is that you set them on fire and that you read the chant ahead of it. But my prayer is, let there be a complete manifestation of all the positive requests in the ESP lab, including healing, prosperity, protection for each one of us and more, so mote it be. Now I'm going to light the prayer, and it says, Rama Agni, send the light to me. Rama Agni, send electric blue to me. Heal my body and affairs. Bring creative thoughts to bear. Rama Agni, bring the light that sets me free. And I'm burning up my prayer, and I invite you to burn up your prayers. I'm burning it in Al's silver prayer bowl. I know as the prayer burns, And as the smoke rises, the creative forces, the mother and father of the universe, our energy transforming personalities, our merry spirit band, are all lending a hand to bring us manifestation of our true will and desires. Blessed be, so mote it be. We're now going to close our ceremony, our short and sweet ceremony, and we're going to thank all of the spirits and energies that are gathered here. We're going to release them to go do their work. We're thankful to the good spirits, to the graciousness of the spirit of the great white light for blessing us, for healing us, for touching us. Let us remember to count our blessings ahead of time and celebrate the victory before it happens, knowing that it is already won. And that's part of counting your blessings, is to count them before they happen. So now I'm going to reach up to the great sky with thanks to all the sky spirits that have helped today, and I'm going to pull that vast energy into my inner being as I say, the sky spirits love me. You guys repeated after me.
The sky spirits love me.
The sky spirits love me.
The sky spirits love me.
And now repeat after me as we reach to all that great vast treasury of the earth and its infinite supply, as we pull that into our being, saying, the earth spirits love me.
The earth spirits love me.
Then let us reach out to all life everywhere, saying, all life loves me, pulling it into your being as you say, all life loves me.
All life loves me.
And then give yourself a big hug and say, I love me.
And I love me.
And stretch out your hands towards your altar and towards the living fire of light. And repeat after me, it is done in togetherness.
It is done in togetherness.
It is finished in togetherness.
It is finished in togetherness.
For we have set it in togetherness.
For we have set it in togetherness.
With Mama Isis.
With Mama Isis.
Our Merry Spirit Band. With the forces of universal love and light.
With the forces of universal love and light.
And it is so. So mote it be.
So mote it be.
And now I'm going to extinguish this flame, knowing that it is but a symbol of the greater light which burns within each one of us, and knowing that where the mother of the universe has once set her foot, there she is always.
Always.
All righty then. This concludes our conference call for today. I'm going to turn off the recording, and then we'll be available for a few comments and feedbacks for a few minutes. And so bear with me, and if I get disconnected, I'll come right back. So hold on now.
Okay.